you know, we had so much trouble, you know, on our honeymoon. Well, we do sure did. It took us, you know, from her folks till out here 3 days to get home. Only 3 days.
210 miles, huh?
It took us 3 days to get home. Well, first day we stopped by her sister, and then we went to Uncle John.
Your uncle,
yeah. Yeah, and stayed night there. Well, that was all right. And next morning, you know, we left early there. It was something wrong. It was still dark when we left, I guess. And it was thick, you know, in a Model T Ford, you know, it was kind of thick. And my brother, you know, he was driving the car. He says, "There's something wrong." He says, "Something wrong with it?"
Ticker.
Ticker, yeah. with the brake lining or what was, you know, the front feet or what it was. And so we stopped and went and had a look after, you know. It took us around 2-3 hours, I guess. And, well, that wouldn't do any good. We put new brake lining in there, you know, or a foot lining or what you would call it. I wouldn't know anymore what you would call that. You know, you change the paddle, you know, to get in high and low and stuff like that. And that wouldn't do any good. I just kept on doing it. So when we drove to Wood, and we went through Wood there, well, I don't know, I made a kind of mistake, you know, shifting there, and he kind of roared a little bit, and he says, "Now," he says, "you got it fixed." But still it was going whole, you know, we just kept on going. Went rather 6 miles or something like that. I guess 6-7 miles, something like that. And just, oh, it's just... It gets on there now, too. We sat in there. No gear anymore. So what we had to do, you know, Uncle Henry, you know, we sat in the car, and he walked about a mile to a farmer. There was a farmer there. And asked if he wouldn't put us in this. So he did that night. It was around 4 or 5 o'clock, I guess, in the afternoon. I know what time it was in. And he put us in there, so we went after him, took it apart. And then that night we drove into town to Wood and got some repairs. And then we didn't get the right repairs. Next day we had to drive again. And boy, didn't they charge us for driving in there. I guess it was...
$7 each time, those 7 miles. And you went twice, so it was $14. Yeah. And we stayed all night.
And they charged us.
We had supper and breakfast and dinner. And we had to pay $12 for the pedal.
Yeah, $29, wasn't it, if we had to pay? I guess it was $29, something like that. We had to pay, you know, for 16. Huh?
$26.
It was $26. I thought it was $29. Well, and boy, we was glad to get out of there. So we left that night yet. And then we says, well, Uncle Henry, you know, it was his car. Why, he says, we go over to Mortal. And then there we're going to drive down to his brother-in-law. It was miles.
Draper,
yeah. It was, we had to go back, you know. Well, we thought it wouldn't be so bad. We could stay night there. I know we couldn't make home from Mortal at that time, you know. Them years, you know, the car was going slow. They didn't go like they do now. And then we got stuck. And all we had a time. And finally, after we left Draper to go out to my brother and my brother's brother-in-law, and we just was 2 miles or 3 miles away from him, then broke the axle. So he had to walk to his brother-in-law and got to get the wagon and drag us in.
Not
to get our clothes in there, I guess. We let the car sit in that way, wasn't it? Or did he pull us in there?
Next morning, I think they did.
No, it was next morning. I didn't know anymore. And the next morning, you know, he was a slow guy, you know, one of the slow guy. He cleaned his barn and clean, fed his cattle, you know, he took his time, you know. It was around 11 o'clock, you know, we finally got into Draper to get that axe. So we finally got it. Maybe put that in there. Now we're going to go home. That night yet, you know. We were so tired already, we're going to go home. Well, we drove to Belvedere, see, that's next station from Cadoga. And, well, we could make it, you know. It wasn't really good lights, but we could make it, you know. And then that was a friend of ours there. He says, you better stay night. No, we want to go home. So we drove hard another 3 miles. And it was a mud hole, because them days there was no black tops like there are now.
That's 41 years ago, you know.
Yeah. And so we got stuck. And of course the car went down and finally the car stopped. So and he says, go off and crank the car. So I went off and was going to crank the car. There was no pin there. From the crank, you know, there was a pin in the motor. The darn thing fell out. And, well, we didn't know where it fell to, but we had a quilt over our head, matches, was looking. We didn't have a flashlight, nothing. Looking for that pin on the road. We couldn't find the thing. What he had to do, walk back to town again and get some other supplies.
Did you have a nail or anything you could have stuck to?
No, we did have nothing. Not a bolt or not. We could have put a bolt through there. But we didn't have nothing, you know.
Could have took a bolt out. You didn't have any wrenches?
No. It was dark. We didn't have no flashlight. It was dark. We couldn't do nothing. So he had to walk back to town. And that man what was wanting us to stay overnight, see, he was a garage man, and he pulled us back into town. So we had to stay there in a hotel that night. Next morning we get up early, you know. It was on Sunday already, and we left on Wednesday. It was Sunday already, next morning. And then up the hood, that she was laying right from the pen. Right in front of us. Well, he put the pin in, of course, we didn't start out. It was 1 o'clock, I guess, when we got home, wasn't it?
I think so.
Something like that, 1 o'clock, Sunday afternoon. Oh, I said, I was tired.
I did.
Yeah,
one place they had to get the car out of the mud. Don't you know, there were some of these people that helped you.
Yeah, it was between Morto and Draper. Yeah. It was some money, you know.
People really stopped.
See, then years there was no black top or no gravel road, nothing. It was just ocean road, and it was soft that deep, you know, and maybe deeper than that. And we had to lift them out, help each other.
Yeah, but then there was 4 fellas in that one car, and they really helped.
Yeah, they helped, sure.
It was nice.
Yeah. Well, but it didn't do much good. We didn't get any headways anyway.
Yeah.